Thank you for joining with us on this 27th day of August. Today, if the Lord wills, we'll be reading Jeremiah chapter 45 through chapters 48. And let us remember, as always, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Before we read our scripture for today, we're going to talk just a little bit about what we've been reading here in this book of Jeremiah. God has a servant, and his servant's name is Nebuchadnezzar, and he's the king of Babylon. And God is using Nebuchadnezzar to defeat and to chastise his very own people, the very people whom God hath made covenant with. God is using this sinful king Nebuchadnezzar as his servant to defeat his rebellious people and to fulfill his prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem. And the king of Babylon, he made Gedaliah the governor in the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children, and of the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon. And here, Gedaliah, he sets up his government at Mizpah, which was 5 miles northwest of the ruins of the destroyed city of Jerusalem. And he held a banquet in honor of Ishmael at Mizpah. And at this banquet, Ishmael and his 10 companions came and murdered Gedaliah. And these poor Israelites, who the Babylonians had not taken captive to Babylon, they expected Nebuchadnezzar to now come and retaliate against them because of the death of the governor that he had set up. And so they escaped to Egypt, and they took Jeremiah as hostage with them. They kidnapped Jeremiah and took him with them. And there in Egypt, Jeremiah watched as these people of the covenant of God, these Israelites, he watched them sink farther and farther into sin as they worshiped the Egyptian goddess Ashtaroth. And Jeremiah, there in Egypt, being the prophet of God that he was, the word of God burned within him, and he would not be quiet. And he confronted these people who had taken him about their sins. And they told Jeremiah, they said, "As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you, but we will burn our incense unto the Queen of Heaven and pour out our drink offerings to her." Now, before the destruction of Jerusalem, these Israelite people talked out of both sides of their mouth and whistled down the middle. Out of one side of their mouth, they worshiped the false gods. Out of the other side of their mouth, they tried to play homage to God. And it's no different than what we see in the world today. I'm shocked when I hear preachers of the gospel talk about luck and chance out of one side of their mouth, and then the other side of the mouth, they talk about God's sovereignty and God's providence and God's salvation plan. They're double-minded. At one moment, they're a fatalist, attributing everything to fate, and the next moment, they're paying homage to God. And idolatry always comes about because of our neglecting the word of the Lord. The neglect of the word of the Lord always leads to a distortion of our worship. And idolatry and false worship always leads into further idolatry and false worship. And they told Jeremiah, they said, "When we were paying homage, when we were burning incense to the Queen of Heaven, we lack nothing." We read this in Jeremiah chapter 44, verses 17 through 19. This is what they said. Verse 18. "But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine." Then Jeremiah said unto all those people, to the men and to the women and to all the people which had given him that answer, he said, "The incense that you burned in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember them, and came it not into his mind, so that the Lord could not no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of your abominations which you have committed? Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant, as at this day, because you have burned incense, and because you have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day." And here Jeremiah the prophet, he never wavered in his allegiance to God. Jeremiah was a prophet of God, and he was loyal to the Lord. And certainly he deserved better treatment for his sincerity and his honesty. But thank God, Jeremiah did not fear the people nor what the people could do to him. He knew that his life was in the hands of the living God. And Jeremiah never compromised the word of God. But Jeremiah remained loyal to God, regardless of what happened to him. And there's some things it's all right to compromise on, but the word of God cannot be compromised. Some people have things all mixed up. They refuse to compromise on little insignificant things, but they'll compromise the word of God because they neglect the word of God in their daily life. But the Apostle Paul, he said, "I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord." The Apostle Paul was willing to lose everything he had for the knowledge of Christ Jesus. He said, "For whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." And it took 18 months for the city of Jerusalem to fall to Babylon, but fall it did. The city with its walls and the temple were destroyed, and the people were slain. Many were taken captive. There was only a few of the poor that they left to remain there in the land. And now a group of these poor Jews, who didn't have a thing in the world left, they grabbed Jeremiah and they ran to Egypt, and they still were so stiff-necked. They still would not repent. They still insisted on burning incense to Baal, to the false gods, to the queen of heaven. Why would they now further provoke God's wrath by worshiping idols in Egypt? The depravity of man's heart would not repent. And they saw how Jeremiah's prophecy had so far come to pass about the destruction of Jerusalem, but yet they still clung to what they had heard those old false prophets prophesy. Even though this terrible, horrible thing had happened in the land, God told Jeremiah, he said, "My people love to have it so, but what will you do when the end comes? What shall the end be?" And we look at our churches today, the outward, visible church, how deep it has sunk into a carnal, lifeless profession. The pastors of our churches will talk about luck, will talk about chance, will attribute things to fate, just as in Jeremiah's day. Jeremiah said, "Sin ran down the streets of Jerusalem like water. For as a fountain casts forth her waters, so she cast out her wickedness." People would rather believe a lie and be damned than to believe the truth and be saved. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealt falsely. Sin was open in the land. They were proud of their sin. And our city today is filled with sin like it's never been filled before. The gambling casinos are expanding. Prostitution, idolatry, wickedness, homosexuality. Jeremiah said that sin was so bad in Jerusalem, he said they assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. Idolatry was so bad in the middle of the holy city of Jerusalem that the children gathered the wood and the fathers kindled the fire and the women kneaded the dough to make cakes to the queen of heaven. And now we live in a day when even members of the visible church in our city will rent conference rooms down at the casino. They'll eat in the restaurants down at the casino. They'll even drink their liquor down at the casino. And the Lord, through the mouth of Jeremiah, he reproved and he rebuked these descendants of Abraham, who were the people of God by the external covenant. And God said, "Will you steal? Will you murder? Will you commit adultery? Will you swear falsely? Will you make offerings to Baal and go after other gods that you have not known? And then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name and say, 'We are delivered,' only to go on doing all these abominations?" And my friend, there is a visible church that is filled with members who will have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. And God said, "For the house of Israel and the house of Judah, have dealt very treacherously against me, saith the Lord. They have belied the Lord, and said, It is not he, neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. And I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandeth what they say. Their quiver is an open sepulchre, and they are mighty men, and they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat, and they shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds, and they shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees, and they shall impoverish thy fenced cities wherein thou trustest with the sword. And God said, I will make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass when you shall say, Wherefore doth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, Like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in the land that is not yours. And God told Jeremiah, Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear you not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by the perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. God told Job, he said, I tell the sea where to stop. I tell the flood where to stop. But he told Jeremiah the prophet, I, the one who tells the river its boundaries. But yet this people, my people, has a revolting and rebellious heart, and they are revolted, and they are gone. And these very people who were of the covenant of God, who were the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by blood descended, they should have testified against the false prophets and against the false priests of the land. But God said, an appalling and a horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule at their own discretion. And my people love to have it this way. But what will the end be? And there is those people who were outwardly a part of the covenant. On the outside, they had performed the rituals of the covenant, but their heart was far from him. And our churches are filled today with church members who outwardly have done the sacraments of the church. Outwardly, they've satisfied everything their church has required for membership, but they know nothing about repentance. God commands men everywhere to repent. At the times of ignorance, God one time winked at, but now he commands every man everywhere to repent. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. And when Paul was preaching there on Mars Hill, and when Paul spoke about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, the crowd began to mock, and the crowd began to laugh. But I want you to know something. Repentance is not optional. Our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he cried, Repent, or you will perish. Repentance is the message of the Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And repentance is a universal command of God. God has established this law in the high court of heaven. No sinner can ever be saved except he repent. And you will also perish except you repent. God will not break his own law. The Lord God, the compassionate, the gracious God, the God who is slow to anger, the God who is abounding in love and in faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness and rebellion and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. And that's his word from the very beginning. And read this blessed Bible for yourself and you'll see that. Don't trust what the false prophets in this visible church of our day will tell you. God has revealed his nature to us in his word. The Lord descended in a cloud and stood with Moses and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by him and proclaim this: the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. Though God is full of mercy, He has more mercy than the sun has light. He has more mercy than all the stars in the heavens. But yet He will not forgive a sinner while he goes on in his guilt. He will not leave the guilty unpunished. Until the sinner repents, he cannot be reconciled to God. Isaiah the prophet said, "Wash yourselves and be clean. Let me no longer see your evil deeds. Give up your wicked ways." Isaiah the prophet said, "The word of the Lord, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." And sinners, continuing to live a lifestyle of debauchery without repentance, are out of the will of God. God's commission is this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Isaiah the prophet, speaking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is our Prince and He is our Savior. But He saves by means and He saves by methods. And He does not save except according to His way. And His means and His method demands repentance. And I don't care what your preacher tells you. I want you to read the Word of God for yourself. Acts chapter 5, verse 31. The Apostle Peter was taken before the council and commanded not to preach and not to teach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter and the other apostles, they stood up and they said, "We must obey God rather than men." And Peter said, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on the tree. Him hath God exalted with His right hand to be a Prince and a Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are His witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey Him." And this is God's means and method of bringing salvation to men. God does not save men without repentance. You can believe a lie if you want to and live like you want to, but what shall the end be? God said they would rather believe a lie than the truth. They'd rather believe a lie and be damned than to believe the truth and be saved. God, speaking through the apostle to the Hebrews, He said, "For the earth which drinketh in the rain, coming oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned." And the apostle said, "We are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation." That's what we're speaking to you about. Jeremiah the prophet said that God's heart was broken because of their sins. Yet their hearts were not broken. They said, "I love foreign gods, and I must go after them." And that's what's recorded for us in the Holy Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 25. "A wild ass used to the wilderness, that snuffeth up the wind in her pleasure, in her occasion. Who will turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her mouth they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou sayest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go." They have loved their false gods. They have loved burning incense to the queen of heaven. To her they'll go. But God said, "What shall the end be?" It's time now for us to read our scripture for today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we worship you today. Thank you, Father, that in the midst of all of these false prophets, there you had Jeremiah. And Lord, thank you that you reveal yourself as one who corrects your people. Whom you love, you chasteneth. Whom you love, you scourge. Every child of yours receives this chastisement that worketh to godly repentance. Lord, we worship you today. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness that leads us to repentance. Father, may we live a life of repentance and a life that is pleasing to you. And the sooner we repent, the sooner we'll find our purpose for living in this world. The sooner we'll be a useful servant in your vineyard. Thank you for your word. It tells us not to receive the grace of God in vain. Thank you, Lord, for the message that you gave to Isaiah. You told Isaiah, I've heard you in the time accepted. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. And the Apostle Paul tells us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, if we can hear your voice, Father, melt our heart. Don't let our heart be hardened. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 45. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel unto thee, O Baruch. Thou didst say, Woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. Thus shalt thou say unto him, The Lord saith thus, Behold, that which I have built will I break down, and that which I have planted I will pluck up, even this whole land. And seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not, for behold, I will bring evil upon all flesh, saith the Lord. But thy life will I give unto thee for a prey in all places whither thou goest. Jeremiah chapter 46. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Gentiles, against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Order ye the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, ye horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Furbish the spears, and put on the brigandines. Wherefore have I seen them dismayed and turned away back, and their mighty ones are beaten down, and are fled apace, and look not back, for fear was round about, saith the Lord. Let not the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They shall stumble and fall towards the north by the river Euphrates. Who is this that cometh up as a flood, whose waters are moved as the rivers? Egypt riseth up like a flood, and his waters are moved like the rivers. And he saith, I will go up and will cover the earth. I will destroy the city and the inhabitants thereof. Come up, ye horses, and rage, ye chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow. For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries. And the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiate, and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts hath a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shalt thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured. The nations have heard of thy shame, and thy cry hath filled the land, for the mighty man hath stumbled against the mighty, and they are fallen both together. The word that the Lord spake to Jeremiah the prophet, how Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, should come and smite the land of Egypt. Declare ye in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Noph, and in Tahpenes, say ye, stand fast, and prepare thee, for the sword shall devour round about thee. Why are thy valiant men swept away? They stood not, because the Lord did drive them. How made many to fall? Yea, one fell upon another. And they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity, from the oppressing sword. They did cry there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He hath pressed the time appointed. As I live, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, surely as Tabor is among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O thou daughter dwelling in Egypt, furnish thyself to go into captivity, for Noph shall be waste and desolate without an inhabitant. Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh, it cometh out of the north. Also her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks, for they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand, because the day of their calamity was come upon them, and the time of their visitation. Their voice thereof shall go like a serpent. For they shall march with an army, and come against her with axes, as hewers of wood. They shall cut down her forest, saith the Lord, though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the grasshoppers, and are innumerable. the daughter of Egypt shall be confounded, and she shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saith, Behold, I will punish the multitude of No, and Pharaoh, and Egypt, with their gods, and their kings, even Pharaoh, and all them that trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterwards it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith the Lord. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. For I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Jeremiah chapter 47. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before that Pharaoh smote Gaza. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, water shall up out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood, and shall overflow the land, and all that is therein, the city, and them that dwell therein. Then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl, at the noise of the stamping of the hoofs of the strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, and at the rumbling of his wheels. The fathers shall not look back to their children for feebleness of hands, because of the day that cometh to spoil all the Philistines, and to cut off from Tyrus and Zidon every helper that remaineth. For the Lord will spoil the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long wilt thou cut thyself? O thou sword of the Lord, how long will it be ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself into thy scabbard. Rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord hath given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There hath he appointed it. Jeremiah chapter 48. Against Moab, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Woe unto Nebo, for it is spoiled. Kiriathaim is confounded and taken. Mizgab is confounded and dismayed. There shall be no more praise of Moab in Heshbon. They have devised evil against it. Come and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also thou shalt be cut down, O madmen. The sword shall pursue thee. A voice of crying shall be from For Onam, spoiling and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. For in the going up of Luhith, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Horonaim, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath in the wilderness. For because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken. And Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priest and his princes together. And the spoiler shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as the Lord hath spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be desolate, without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Moab hath been at ease from his youth, and hath settled on his lists, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will send unto him wonders, that shall cause him to wonder, and shall empty his vessels, and break their bottles. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their confidence. How say ye, We are mighty and strong men for the war. Moab is spoiled and gone up out of her cities, and her chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hasteth fast. All ye that are about him bemoan him, and all ye that know his name say, How is the strong staff broken and the beautiful rod? Thou daughter that dost inhabit Dibon, come down from thy glory and sit in thirst, for the spoiler of Moab shall come upon thee, and he shall destroy thy strongholds. O inhabit of Araer, stand by the way and espy, ask him that fleeth and her that escapeth, and say, What is done? Moab is confounded, for it is broken down. Howl and cry, tell ye it in Arnon, that Moab is spoiled. And judgment is come upon the plain country, and Holon, and upon Jahazah, and upon Methaith. upon Dodan, and upon Nebo, and upon Beth Diblathaim, and upon Karathaim, and upon Beth Gamil, and upon Beth Meon, and upon Kirioth, and upon Bozrah, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, saith the Lord. Make him drunken, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit. He also shall be in derision. For was not Israel a derision unto thee? Was he found among thieves? For since thou spakest of him, thou skippest for joy. O ye that dwell in Moab, leave the cities, and dwell in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud. His loftiness, and his arrogancy, and his pride, and the haughtiness of his heart. I know his wrath, saith the Lord, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect it. Therefore will I howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. Mine heart shall mourn for the men of Kirjathjearim. O vine Sibmah, I will weep for thee with the weeping of Jazer. Thy plants are gone over the sea. They reach even to the sea of Jazer. The spoiler is fallen upon thy summer fruits and upon thy vintage. And joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab. And I have caused wine to fail from the wine presses. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting. From the cry of Heshbon even unto Elilah. And even unto Jahaz have they uttered their voice. From Zoar even unto Horonaim, as an heifer of 3 years old. For the waters also of Nimrod shall be desolate. Moreover, I will cause to cease in Moab, saith the Lord, him that offereth in the high places, and him that burneth incense to his gods. Therefore mine heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and my heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kirjathjearim, because the riches that he hath gotten are perished. For every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped. Upon all the hands shall be cuttings, and upon the loins sackcloth. There shall be lamentation generally upon all the housetops of Moab, and in the streets thereof, for I have broken Moab like a vessel, wherein is no pleasure, saith the Lord. They shall howl, saying, How is it broken down? How hath Moab turned the back with shame? So shall Moab be a derision, and a dismay unto all them about him. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, he shall fly as an eagle, and shall spread his wings over Moab. Kirioth is taken, and the strongholds are surprised, and the mighty men's hearts in Moab at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. And Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he hath magnified himself against the Lord. Fear in the pit, and the snare shall be upon thee, O inhabitant of Moab, saith the Lord. He that fleeth from the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that getteth up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring upon it, even upon Moab, the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. They that fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of the force, but a fire shall come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Woe unto thee, Moab! The people of Chemosh perisheth, for thy sons are taken captives, and thy daughters captives. Yet will I bring again the captivity of Moab in the latter days, saith the Lord. Thus far is the judgment of Moab. And that completes our scripture reading for today. Thank you for joining with us. Let us remember, as always, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.